What we're talking about is late night, early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers in the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness, gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome, welcome to the Fringe Connection's first live broadcast of the week. It's Tuesday, the 28th day of February, ending the month, ladies and gentlemen. And a big thanks to everybody for tuning in and helping the Fringe Connection to get our message around the world. In fact, we are growing in small spurts, but growing. And it is because of you. We've discussed so many times in the past how important it was for all of you to start spreading the word about this programming on chat rooms and forums and all kinds of places. And it's starting to work. We've seen small increases, but regular ones. And in fact, some of the donations have actually gone up a little bit too. So we're up to about 800 over the last 5 months, which is still not anywhere near the bills that I've paid on these phones and whatnot, not even close. But still, it's helping. It's helping me. It's putting in perspective all of the things that I have to do here, because you know when it falls on my family like it has, it really was difficult to keep this thing afloat with my income. In fact, so. But here's the gist of all of this. These folks are in trouble. They're starting to worry. They're starting to sprout things that expose their fear of losing control of this, and they are losing control of it. And Eric and I have been on private calls talking about just how people like Jones and Rents and the rest of them are panicking. They're definitely panicking. Henry McCow and the rest. And in a couple of minutes, I'm going to bring Eric up to discuss some of those things. Plus, our little redesign. It's not much of one, but it's a rejig of the French Connection website, because we're going to begin doing a few extra news items every day and a few more, links to good items that we find on the net, including essays and such. Because what we want to do is be a complete site for educating you on these subjects. The only real site that's doing this type of education. There are other sites that we think are doing a wonderful job, but we're doing kind of a little bit of all of it and bringing people up to speed. And it's a battle. Getting these informations out to everybody who really needs to know it is the real challenge here, and that's where you guys come in. I mean, I can't do it alone, nor can Eric, nor can you do it alone. We have to do it as a group, a team here. But there is something historic happening. We, 100,000 years from now, I think this movement that's beginning to form around this information and your efforts are going to be in history books. Because I believe this is the beginning of the end for these people's control of the world. I honestly believe that the control of these bankers is starting to be exposed for the crimes that they've done over the centuries, and I believe that the evil Jewish leaders that are in charge of this movement and in charge of their criminality, this mafia they've created over the last millennium, is coming to light. And people are waking up to the fact that they have been completely enslaved by these criminals. And what's happening now is this information is finding itself more easily accepted by the mainstream. And why is that? Well, they've overplayed their hand. They made some terrible mistakes with their own strategy that we've been able to capitalize on. The biggest one was having a moron like George Bush placed in charge of anything. You know, he actually was a wonderful lightning rod for people seeking out the truth. And for that, we have to be grateful. The other thing that they failed to do was to see the importance of the Internet. And now that they do see it, it's too late. It's too late. If they do anything to try to stop the Internet now, the reasons for stopping it will become clear to everyone immediately. And so in either sense, they are in a state of well, they're coming apart at the seams. Now, you may not see that yet, but all the signs are there. This is the important thing, that the signs of their implosion are beginning to show. And the facts are that even if George Bush is taken out and they place somebody like Kerry in there or some other useful idiot, it won't be bought by the public. It won't be bought by the people who know the truth. And the people that have been studying these facts about how Israel's been formed, about how these Sabbatian bankers have controlled the world, how they sell pornography, how they exploit the media and own it, how they destroy nations and implode them and then rebuy it at pennies on the dollar. All of these strategies that they've been employing for hundreds and hundreds of years are now carefully and clearly documented, and the numbers of people that know these facts has exceeded anything that they can control now. People have hard copy of this information off the net because this is what we've asked for. However, by no means are we anywhere near winning soon. What we need now is for this to take the big jump and go into the mainstream. And it can be done. You know, as George Bush falls in the polls down to 34, I can't believe he's even at 34% approval ratings. There's probably 3.4% approval. But as he has been falling, what that indicates is that people are migrating away from this imbecile. And, you know, once you have become a pickle, you will never be a cucumber again, ladies and gentlemen. You do not revert back to George Bush's team, back to his belief system, once you've seen the facts around what this man represents and who he works for. You just don't go back. So what I'm seeing here is a sea change among people's thinking and among the efforts being made across the board. However, The efforts are far from bearing the kinds of fruit that we should be bearing at the moment, and the effort needs to be turned up. I am begging each and every one of you who hear this broadcast and then some to take the file, put this file into an email, put it into a podcast, into a shoutcast, into a BitTorrent, wherever it is that you need to put it, and circulate it as far and as wide as possible, ladies and gentlemen, because this is the way that this message is going to grow. It's a grassroots effort. It's individuals like yourselves who listen to this information that are making the difference. What I wanted to do now is bring my partner and friend, Eric Hupschmidt, up. We're going to discuss a little bit of the changes on the net and some of the actual changes that have been taking place here, you know, what we've seen happening. Eric's got his own take on that, and so I'm going to bring him up. Eric, are you with me?
Yes, Daryl.
Well, it's great to have you back, Eric. We're going to do a 10 or 15 minute thing here together, and you know, a couple of changes first about the website. What have you done? You've done a little bit of a revamp. Are there any things that people should be aware of, how you've changed things?
Well, I just tried to put some of the articles along the left side to make it a little easier, and the news down the center so we can add news to it easier to make it a little quicker for people to see what's new, and you know, use it for a news site and an article site and then interviews along the right edge. So I was hoping to make it just a little faster for people
to
find
that
things.
By and large, as a result of some of the disappointments we faced with people like Mike Rivero not being willing to post our stuff. I mean, he doesn't want to talk about this truth the way we've been discovering it. And I mean, this is not our opinion, ladies and gentlemen. What we've been discovering is absolutely ground-shaking, earth-shaking information, and yet he doesn't want to treat it. He says he's not on those subjects. Well, what subjects is he on? I mean, this is, we're talking about saving the planet from a bunch of murderous cretins, and we need his help, but he's just shut himself off to us, hasn't he, Eric?
Well, yes, in fact, it's true of all of the internet sites. I mean, if you look at all of the really popular ones, all of the really big ones, none of them are being very honest. They all seem to be under the same control. They might have a few honest bits here and there, but they're all deceptive, and they all help each other. This is the other thing people don't seem to catch. You know, you'll see, like Rivero, he'll go on Alex Jones. Alex Jones will go on Jeff Rentz. Jeff Rentz will promote Henry Macau and Szymanski and all. You know, look at this. You put the names down on a list. You look at who's supporting who, and you see they all support one another, and they all have this tendency to push us aside. Now, this cannot be a coincidence. If these people are truly interested in getting information out, why are they in this own little restricted world and pushing us off to the edge? And it's not because of ego, you know, it's not just me and you. You'll see it with some other people, too. I mean, how often do you even see Michael Piper's name pop up on any of these sites? You know, they only seem to put something up from us if they're just trying to create the illusion like, oh, look, see, we talk about everything. But you see, it's a deception. It's a big network. They all promote each other, and they push us out to the sides. And I think
but here's the interesting thing, Eric, I want to bring up, because we've discussed this before. They do speak about some of the evidence we've got, because they want to be, what they want to be is the person who ultimately is turned to control these facts that we've exposed. In other words, they don't go any further than what we've exposed. They basically are managers of what we've been able to find. They're not there to push the ball forward or to expose more information, but rather just to manage what we've exposed in the past.
That's right. They probably know a lot more than we do, but you never would know it by looking at their sites, because they only bring an issue up when they're forced to by, you know, someone like us bringing it out. Then they will then rush out there and say, oh, look what we've just exposed. So they're always following us, and they certainly know more than we do, but they won't let anyone know that. They want to be in control, so when this thing finally breaks open, they get to decide what happens. They get to be the center of attention, and they get to expose the crime, and then they deal with the criminals, which, of course, are themselves. And if they have to sacrifice somebody like Bush, so be it. You know, what do they care? You know, it's better for the group that a few be sacrificed.
Well, I don't consider French Connection being the only arbiter of truth here, and certainly there's many other sites. We've looked at Citation Blogspot. I look at Judicial Biz. I look at, you know, people over in the UK, and many Muslim groups have put out a lot of truth about this stuff. So we're one of many. However, when it comes to America, we're one of the big collecting points for a lot of these facts. And The simple truth is, Eric, you know what, they're feeling the pain of what we're doing. Like, they're talking still about the Illuminati. Now, you know, if you listen to what Mohammed Rafik said, the Illuminati was created by these people, but who created the Illuminati? And it was very clear when he spoke about it that a Sabbatean group gave birth to the Illuminati, and the Sabbatians was a Jewish sect that believed in wife swapping, and they believe in liberal sex and having sex with, you know, children and the pedestry and the rest of it. And they're the founders and the implementers of Sabbateanism, and including New Bohemianism. And so they're the creators of this Illuminati, which you'll never hear these people who say the Illuminati and the New World Order. You'll never hear them talk about Sabbateanism and about Laurian Kabbalah and the rest of it.
Right, and if you look at like Henry Macau's latest article that's on Rentz, he'll tell you how the Illuminati created Nazism, Communism, and Zionism, but he doesn't ever explain who are they. And then he'll hold up Dylan Avery's video Loose Change and say, well, this proves the ruling class is, you know, he talks about the ruling class. What's the ruling class? What's the Illuminati? All these vague, nebulous expressions just keep people in confusion. So what it is they're actually confusing people. They're not exposing the crime at all.
Well, what we need to do, Eric, maybe is start asking our listeners, our public, the people who have been using our site as a solid source of information, start adding news items, sending emails to myself or to you at painfulquestions.com.
At AOL.com.
At AOL.com or at IamTheWitness@hotmail.com with important articles that will push the story forward, such as who specifically in the Sabbatian community, in this Lubavitch community, in this Rothschild-based criminal financial community, is doing a lot of the things to us, specific names, places, dates, people, so that we can start adding articles that are going to actually start pinpointing who the controllers are and what they're actually doing.
Right, and the other thing people should notice that right now, look at all the people complaining about this NSA spying. The New York Times right now is filing lawsuits against this. You got the people on, you know, again, the same people, the Joneses and the Rences, complaining about this. I mean, is this really our serious problem that somebody might be eavesdropping on a couple of conversations? This could be a sign they are starting to worry that our government is wising up and realizing it's not the Arabs that they have to watch. It's these people in the media, the banking, the people that are really pulling the strings here, these so-called 9/11 truth seekers even.
Well, our guest tonight and the second part of the show is going to be Ted Pike. He refers to them as evil Jewish leaders. And I want to, for the Christian listeners to this programming, you know, you need to really suspend your resistance to these facts because, ladies and gentlemen, there are 26 million of you Zionist Christians out there who've been duped, and we're going to discuss this dupe deal that they did on you. They did a terrible job on you guys, and we're going to discuss this with Ted Pike, but the facts are that these people in the higher echelons of our government include a great number of what we call crypto-Jews, as well as useful idiots. Now, in both senses, you can find out what descriptions of those two terms are from our website. But by and large, Eric, the facts are that this 26 million strong community of very devout, very hardworking human beings has been lied to wholesale. And what we need to do is start enlisting their help in getting this truth out, don't we?
Oh, yeah. So what people need to do is really get this information out to these people that call themselves religious, you know, these people that they're following the like false religion in a sense.
Exactly right.
And so what they need to be told is, you know, wake up and take a look at this. And people have to start growing a backbone and stop cowering every time they see, Irving's been arrested. We have to be careful what we ask. I mean, grow a backbone already. I mean, a lot of these things seem to be just setups to scare people. There's nothing wrong with questioning people. There's nothing wrong with questioning leaders. And there's nothing wrong with questioning history. And we got to get more people to realize this. It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to question authority. So start doing it. We got to encourage people. Just do it.
Well, you know, the other thing is that the numbers have increased, haven't they, Eric? I mean, they're going slow, but they're growing. This means that the people are doing their part. We'd like to see an even stronger effort. I mean, we're making history right now, Eric, and the people that are working with us to get this message out are creating a historic event, and it is happening before our eyes. And I have to urge all of them. And I'm wondering if you want to give a little maybe a pep talk to these people about getting this word out, because look, this is a historic change. It's the first time in over 1,000 years we've ever gotten this kind of traction, Eric.
Well, yeah, that's right. And what I would suggest to people is just take one or two articles a day or a couple, you know, maybe a couple times a week and email them to a friend of yours. Don't overwhelm them with like 500 links. You just send maybe one article or one interview. Tell them to look at it. But you have to follow the experts. The experts are people like the Newhouses and Sumner Redstones. Look at how the media is operating today. It's repetition, constant repetition. You've got to follow the masters. They have deceived the world. They've deceived Europe into fighting wars and slaughtering one another. They deceived Americans. Look at how they do it. They give just a simple message and repeat it. So do the same thing with your friends. Tell them, have you looked at this article yet? And a week later, have you seen this one yet? And just repeat it.
What I recommend, Eric, is that Benjamin Friedman, because it is a great intro to these facts, and it really warms you up to the idea that we've been duped.
Right, but you have to follow the masters. Repeat it. Don't just do it once. Come back a week later and say, have you seen it? Have you listened yet? And just do it over and over, just like they do on the television. Follow their example, because they figured out what works. They've been doing this a long time, and we can learn from them.
That's right. That's right. You know, Eric, I got to thank you for all your efforts. You know, you are the webmaster, and you do a great deal of the research that goes into the French Connections broadcasts. And it's not an easy job. We put a lot of our own hearts and souls into this work, and we don't get paid for it. There's no salary coming in from this. And you know, the efforts that we're doing are for the future, man. I mean, this is a serious issue. These are not just, you know, we're talking about survival of humankind, aren't we?
Well, yeah, if they get what they want, that's for sure. In fact, what they want may not even work anyway. They may end up destroying themselves in the process of trying to get their crazy ideas established. I mean, look at already the pollution, the depleted uranium. Even if they get what they want, what will the world be like when they finally have it? I mean, it may be a total disaster, and they may end up destroying themselves, and we're all going to go down with these people. So people really have to wake up and look at what's been going on and consider what we could be doing. Keep in mind what we could be doing with our technology, with our time. We could be enjoying life. Keep this in mind. Don't follow the fear that this new world order is going to destroy you. Keep in mind what we could be doing. Think of the sunshine. Think of the universe, how beautiful it is, and what we could be doing with ourselves.
You're exactly right. It is a beautiful world, and we could make it into to a real paradise if we just worked together at getting these truths out and began working together as kind human beings. And we welcome our Jewish listeners to aid us in informing us about these facts and helping us to expose these people, because, of course, the French Connection is not biased or prejudiced against any group. We are prejudiced only against criminals. And the criminal Jewish leaders that have grown up around the Sabbatean, Lurian, Kabbalistic group are some of the worst monsters in human history. And what we need to do today is defeat them soundly and roundly, ladies and gentlemen. And Eric and I want to thank you for your efforts, and it's just the beginning. Be part of history. Help us to get this message out worldwide. Everybody in every country who's downloading these files, send them to your friends. Translate them if you need to. Do a voiceover if it's in a foreign language, and translate the aspects of what we're talking about into your own language. We have no problem with copywriting any of this stuff. This is for everyone's use. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for listening to the French Connection in this first segment. When we return after the musical break, we will have Reverend Ted Pike discussing the Scofield Bible and how it was rewritten by Jewish interests to lie to a very large segment of the Christian community. And we're going to discuss these facts in just a moment. Be right back with you.
Scotch and soda, but in your eye, baby, do I feel high? Oh me, oh my, do I feel dry martini, jigger of gin, oh what a spell.